Just When Exactly Did Your History Change? By Krishna's Mercy.
Vedaham Samtitani Vartamanani Charjun Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani Matu Vedna Kashchan.
Quote, O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.26.
I am sure you follow these raging debates about various aspects of Siddhanta. Well, that is the main point of contention. Just what exactly is the Siddhanta when it comes to the origin of the jiva? For those who may not be familiar with the arguments, the jiva soul is the living being. Jiva is the classification on the Atma. The jiva soul has vulnerability to falling down, to succumbing to illusion, to making false identifications. The comparison is to being on the shore of a beach, near the ocean. If you stand in a certain spot, you might think that the waves will never hit you, but there is no guarantee. One second you are dry, and the next you are covered by water. The travels of the jiva soul are similar. They may be in the liberated state or they might be within illusion, in the material world. That is why the jiva is considered the tatastha shakti, or the marginal potency. The debate is over the origin. One side says that the jiva is nityabaddha. This means eternally bound. A similar concept is anadibaddha. This means bound without any date of origin. To be liberated means to unite with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the first time. The other side says that the soul is never really an illusion. The jiva only thinks they are separated. Since the time in that illusion has been so long, we use terms like nitya and anadi, but the jiva always has the opportunity to return to the natural state. The return aspect is key. It is going back to Godhead, instead of going to Godhead for the first time. What confuses me is the issue of the spiritual master. You are lecturing to a new devotee that they are nityabaddha, eternally bound. Then one day that devotee becomes a spiritual master. The spiritual master is eternally liberated, they are never bound. This means that suddenly the history changes. How is that possible?
It is not possible. If the living being has the potential to become a liberated soul, it means that they are always that way. Conditioned life is merely forgetfulness of the transcendental position. It is like walking around with $100 in your pocket and begging money from others. This is because you think you are penniless and poor, but that is only due to ignorance.
Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hriddeshe Arjun Tishthati Brahmyan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Maya.
Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine, made of the material energy. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.61.
Bhagavad Gita gives the proper conclusion. Sri Krishna is seated within the heart. This is true for every living entity. Whether they are a tiny ant, the highest demigod in heaven, a man, a woman, an eternally bound jiva, or an enlightened soul giving counsel to attentive disciples. Krishna is with everyone, and everyone always exists. They are here now, in the manifest state, but they were just as vibrant before. They will continue in their existence in the future, beyond the period of observable activity.
Natva evahan jatu nasan. Natvam neme janadhipara. Na chev na bhavishyama. Sarve vayam athaparam.
Quote, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.12.
We only think that a person is no more. We cannot perceive to where they have gone, but that limitation in perception has no bearing on viability. Whether someone knows who I am, where I live, and what I look like makes no impact on my actual existence. Sri Krishna knows the entire past. He knows the present and also the future. We do not. We can barely remember what we did 1 week ago. How will we accurately trace out our previous lives, up to and including the supposed disengagement from the Brahman effulgence? The way out is clear. The potential is there for uniting with Krishna, who is God the person. Should there be any other concern? Should time be wasted in the sophistry of ever-changing histories for the individual based on their level of understanding of the Vedanta culture? In closing, let me get this straight. For liberation to await, since eternally bound. But what if guru position found? Then always liberated to say. Sophistry these words to play. Chance now for liberation to get. Focus on Krishna's interest set.